you know, once I see somebody cursing, and not just cursing just every once in a while, but all the time, and really, really foul language, that tells me right there that they have an inner turmoil. Something on the inside is eating them up, eating them alive. Are they really trusting God? Are they really humble? Are they really able to walk in the Spirit? Are they really able to endure hardship as a good soldier? I don't think so. Even when you're pushed, the first thing that comes to you is trust God. Lord, rebuke them. And what I asked AI, I said, AI, do you not agree? The cursing and gnashing of teeth that talks about people in hell cursing God and gnashing of teeth. So when you got a born again that walks in the room, nice, kind, just kind as all get out, tries to help people, very humble, just there to help people. And these other people around you are just cursing and gnashing of teeth. They hate that person just because they walked in the room. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be in-laws, it could be spouse, it could be career-wise. They just hate you. As soon as you walk in the room, they just hate you because you're peaceful and kind. They hate that. Why do they hate it? And if you put boundaries up, they hate that too, because boundaries represent the law to the flesh mind, to the flesh creature. These are the boundaries the narcissist cannot cross. Do not pass go. These are the boundaries you cannot cross. And the reason they hate boundaries is because they can't get over on you. If they can cross boundaries, then they can manipulate you, right? They can pull you down into their flesh mind, flesh creature, fake reality, you know. Fake reality bubble, that's what it is. Fake reality bubbles. Back in August, I was thinking, you know, mostly online is a fake reality bubble, and I don't want to be a part of it. I want the real deal. And then you step down into the 3D situations, and they're fake reality bubbles too. The only reason the fake reality bubble online exists is because the fake reality bubble in the 3D. The 3D experience is fake reality bubble. And people are just lying and fake and trying to hoodoo you. They have ulterior motives and agendas and trying to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they're doing. They want you to sacrifice for them, but they'll never sacrifice for you, ever. They might initially, to pull you into their little fake reality bubble, this is going to be a perfect world. Come into my world. Come into my bubble. It's going to be perfect. It's going to be perfect. Step into my fake reality bubble and enjoy life and have a perfect life. And everything's going to be wonderful. It's going to be heaven on earth, fake reality bubble. I don't think so. And then you know how when you get in a tub and you want to see if it's too hot, you put your foot, just put a toe in there to see how hot it is. You put your toe in there, see what their world's about. You find out their world is worse than anything you've ever seen. And you say, I don't think so. Adios. Bye-bye. And they throw a fit. Because you saw through the fake. You saw through the fake reality bubble. The cursing and gnashing of teeth and the bitterness and the unforgiveness and the hatred and the upside down reality and the projections. If you watch The Cube, the movie The Cube by Jim Henson, you should be able to watch it on YouTube now. It was hidden for a long time because they didn't want you to see it. Because once you watch The Cube, you'll realize that the reason these people are having such bad times is because the inside's projecting outside. They're actually projecting onto you what's really on them. The reason they hate you is because they hate themselves. They hate this reality. They hate God. They want to be God. Seriously, they really want to be God. They would not submit to God's word for Jack. They wouldn't. They're not going to submit, even though the universe keeps hitting them, because this is God's universe and God is a God of truth. And so the truth keeps hitting them and hitting them and hitting them, and they just don't want to submit. And it always goes back to Genesis 3. I'm going to keep saying this till the day I die. Everything goes back to Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. Rebellion. Sin, pride. Ignorance. You would rather stay in ignorance instead of rightly dividing the word of truth. I'm sorry your mama didn't spank you. I'm sorry your daddy didn't give you a spanking. I'm sorry you didn't get a scourging to break the sin out of your trajectory. Nothing but sin. Sinners to the hill. Sinners to the hill. And what gets me is they keep getting signs from the universe, signs from God. They keep getting signs that the way they're living is backfiring, and they refuse to submit. And the harder they try, the worse it gets, and that's where the cursing and gnashing of teeth. And so my point with AI was, I said, AI, doesn't it reveal out of their mouth, their heart speaks, so their heart has to speak out of their mouth, and doesn't it reveal out of that evil, wicked heart where they're going? In other words, if in hell there's cursing and gnashing of teeth, then what about in this life, there's cursing and gnashing of teeth? The more they approach hell, the more it's going to come out of their mouth. Do you understand what I'm saying? The more they approach hell, the more hell is going to come out of their mouth, because it's in their heart, because they're separated from God. And AI said, that makes total sense. I said, use logic, use the Bible. Only use logic and only use the Bible, because logic goes back to logos, and anything logical goes back to Jesus, because Jesus, God, is logical. The emotions are illogical. The emotions want what they want. No logic. Fickle. The emotions are so bad about trying to get their way down here that people who run on emotions instead of logic, they destroy themselves, and they destroy other people around them if the other people stay. They destroy themselves and they destroy the other people around them if they decide to stay. If they decide to stay. And so you who are logical about this thing and know what the Bible says, you got to cut them off. because they're headed to hell in a handbasket, and they're going to try to take anybody they can with them. And if they can't take you to hell because you're saved, they're going to try to torment you as they're on the way to hell. And think about it. This is why the unsaved torment the saved, because they're on the way to hell. They see you in peace and love and joy and truth, and you're just chilling. You're not greedy like them. You're not selfish like them. And they're going to hell. And so they can't take you with them, because once saved, always saved. Eternal life, eternal security. So what do they got to do? They got to torment you as they approach hell. Because they tried to make a heaven on earth, and there's no such thing. Instead of them understanding that there's sacrifice, they want you to sacrifice for them. They're trying to build a heaven on earth, but it's not going to happen. Sick people. Tormented people. They're tormented. They are tormented, and so they have to torment you because it projects outward. Watch the movie The Cube by Jim Henson. The projections from their tormented heart and mind and soul and spirit has to go out. It has to go out to somebody because they're tormented on the inside. Think about the demons. The demons are tormented. They know they're going to hell. And so that's why they try to torment the human. They're tormented. So they must torment. What's inside goes outside. Easy button. And when you start to cut these creatures off, who don't even know what walking in the spirit is, never experienced that in their life, not even saved, and when you cut these tormentors off, they can no longer torment you, so they have to go find somebody else to torment. And trust me, it's going to be 10 times worse because you cut them off. Selfish, fleshly, earthly, temporal, emotional, upside down, confused, crazy acting. Run, people, run. They're tormented by demons, and they want to throw it onto you, and don't give them the chance, because when you put the boundary up, that's like God saying, hey, you've overstepped the line, and you will pay.